For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. The massacre at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando is the latest reminder that a mass shooting can happen anytime, anywhere. I recently sat down with Bowling Green Police Chief Doug Hawkins to ask about his department's ability to handle a mass casualty situation and what kind of training they're undergoing for such an event.
Really, since Columbine, most police agencies, ours included, engage in what's called active shooter training, and that's really at the patrol level. We all of our police officers are very well trained in that kind of response to an active shooter, and there are some strategies and techniques that all of our officers understand how to utilize. One of the added pieces of equipment that we've added over the last few years is a patrol rifle. You know, the Bowling Green Police Department, as a lot of other police agencies, used to utilize shotguns, but shotguns do not defeat body armor. And so we transitioned to a patrol rifle in lieu of a shotgun about 10 years ago.
When something like what happens in Orlando takes place, there's a lot of talk in the media, of course, and after the fact about whether this was inspired by mental illness, whether this was inspired by some sort of religious extremism. As a chief of police in that situation, if you're dealing with it, does that matter at all at the ground level when you're dealing with the situation in real time?
The truth is, you don't deal with the individual and their mental capacity. You deal with the threat that they represent or that they pose. And so regardless of mental state, if somebody is creating an ongoing threat to other people, to the officers that are responding, the officers are trained to respond to the threat, not spend too much time in the evaluation of the mental state, because that truly has very little bearing on the situation. You have to really create a safe environment, and sometimes that requires us to use force against the person creating the threat or the harm.
After these mass shooting incidents in America, everybody looks back and wishes somebody who may have known something or could have found out something would have tipped off the local police so that somehow maybe somebody, law enforcement, could have intervened. And I'm wondering, in a city of Bowling Green that's very, on the one hand, a small city, but one that's so diverse, ethnically, racially, different religions, and so forth, I'm wondering, how do you feel about your police department's community ties in terms of the possibility that maybe if somebody knew something here in Bowling Green, if something imminent, that they would be willing to reach out to law enforcement?
Several years ago, the Bowling Green Police Department undertook a project called the International Communities Liaison. And that program has really since been elevated to a citywide program. That's one way that we have excellent ties into our international community. We also have excellent relationships throughout the rest of our community. That could be in the schools, that could be in the housing authority. It can be in the mosques. We have relationships, really deep and broad relationships across our community. We feel like that if the folks who we have a relationship with have information, we believe that there's at least the possibility they would share that. Obviously, you know, we don't get tips about every criminal act that's about to occur, or criminal acts in the planning phase of that. But I do think there are enough people in our community that we have a great relationship with that if they knew about it or if they heard about it, there's at least some possibility that we might get that tip.
Chief Hawkins, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us.
I've enjoyed it. Thank you.
Doug Hawkins is Chief of Police in Bowling Green. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.